kind of stunning. I actually went to bed that night, but I woke up with all these headlines that the UConn women's basketball team lost. After how many wins in a row? 100 and something?
Yeah, I think 117 or whatever it is. It is kind of like Kyrie Irving's email of the earth is flat. What?
Okay.
UConn lost?
Yeah, what?
Because here, seriously, when I first heard it, I thought almost it was a put on, like what Kyrie was doing. You know, it's like the earth would turn flat when UConn women would lose this year. Because they hadn't lost, and I think it was 117 games. And they lost to Mississippi State. And to me, there's always the argument of, is this good or bad for a sport when one team is so dominating?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have some super teams, but you want that super team to be lose once in a while.
Right.
You know, for example, what makes the David and Goliath story appealing is Goliath won a whole lot of fights before David took him out with a slingshot.
Okay, you know, right, good
he
point.
He was, because if you go in, like, he was the one of the things they did back in his time, you know, 4,000 years ago, is you would send out your best warrior, and they would send out their best warrior, and as opposed to just butchering each other and killing thousands, these two guys would have it out.
Right.
Well, Goliath had won all these battles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he gets taken out.
Yeah.
The problem that was starting to happen with UConn is, like, Goliath was never going to lose.
Right. It was boring.
And it was. And it was winning by 20 points, 30 points, 50 points. They won some games in the NCAA tournament by 50 and 60 points.
Yeah.
You never see that on the men's side.
No.
So I don't know how much women's college basketball can grow. But I do think you want where other programs can knock off Connecticut. And just like you want to see some of our MAC programs locally. You know, Kent State had a really surprising run this year.
Mm-hmm.
Got into the NCAA tournament. You want so that they could start to win some game or two. But I've always thought about that, and there's a big argument. Like when I was younger, the Yankees won all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like from 1949 through 1964, I want to say there was only like three times the Yankees were not in the World Series.
Wow.
I mean, they talk about now where, you know, big money teams. Back then, they dominated. In fact, the old line, because it just shows how old it was, is, you know, rooting for the Yankees is like rooting for U.S. Steel, which was the dominant steel thing mm-hmm. during the time.
Mm.
And it got almost ridiculous.
Yeah. That's so boring.
Right. The Boston Celtics had a period of winning 11 championships in 13 years when Bill Russell was there.
Mm, wow.
Yeah. Too much.
Yeah.
It does kill it. Whereas when you have now, for example, LeBron James is interesting on this. You know, he's been to the finals seven times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's won three. He's lost four. So LeBron may get you there, but you don't know if he's going to win or not.
Right. It's not a guarantee.
Whereas UConn, for years and years, and there was a long streak before this last streak mm-hmm. of winning. And Gino Ariano obviously is a great coach. And what happened there, the one other superpower that used to be able to go at them was the University of Tennessee. And do you remember what happened with Pat Summitt?
Yeah. She got Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, early set Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite people, Pat Summitt, too.
Right, yeah, and really passed away.
And she, you know, so she dealt with that. And her assistant took over, but it's not the same.
Mm.
So this is really good because if you're recruiting against UConn, it's like, yeah, they're Goliath. But those kids from Mississippi State took him out with a slingshot, and then Mississippi State lost in the finals.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I could smell that one coming.
Yeah, why? Because they had their one
moment. Yeah, I mean, you'd be UConn. Moment. It's like, oh, let's put it this way. After David knocked out Goliath, if he had to face another giant,
right.
His aim may probably not have been so, he would still have been celebrating.
Yeah. But it's true. I mean, you like to watch those games with the possibility that there could be an upset or could be something interesting.
I mean, a couple times this year I turned into UConn games. And it was interesting for a little while, and then it was like, and I'm not one of these guys that I can't stand women's basketball, blah, blah. I like basketball. I'm looking for player movement and shooting. So I could watch a good women's game. But those are not good women. There was a great team.
Yeah.
But they were not good games.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in fact, I went and catched the replay now of this game that UConn lost because I wanted to see it. And it was fun because the interesting thing there is early in the game, Mississippi State's up. by about 10. Third quarter, UConn catches them, and then you figure, well, it's over. Only Mississippi State didn't back down. Of course, went on the last shot.
Yeah.
So I think for women's basketball, it's exactly what they needed. You know, people thinking women's basketball is going to be the same as men's basketball. No, but women's basketball is interesting. And when you've gone, for example, I remember when Pat Summitt had University of Tennessee going, and I covered some women's games there. They had their cadre of fans that were very rabid.
Yeah.
And it's a different culture in that. I've even seen it, like, you go down to Ashland. We talked about the Ashland women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, what make Ashland women really good is, yeah, they went undefeated this year. But they lost the year before.
Yeah, exactly.
And guess what? They'll probably lose a game next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're really good. And they're Goliath in Division II. But they're not unbeatable.
Exactly.
Yeah. And on top of it, like, they were drawn, their gym only holds 1,500. They were getting 1,000 to 1,500 fans into that gym in Ashland.
Yeah.
And so that was, you know, a fun thing, too, to see. So what I do like about, in a lot of ways, to me, the women's college game reflects, like, what the men's game was 30 or 40 years ago before. It got so commercialized,
mm-hmm.
you know, and became, everything was just, the road to the NBA. Yeah, there's the WNBA, but most of these women, they know even if they go play in the NBA or they go play in Europe, it's going to make them some money, but they're not instant millionaires. You know,
right.
They don't have that whole AAU system just funneling these kids.
Yeah.
Even the superstar young women going to these elite schools are not nearly as spoiled as your average, you know, your average Big Ten player is by the system. So that's another thing I like about it.
Okay. Yeah, it was interesting to finally see UConn be knocked off there. And it'll be interesting. I do think it gained some attention.
Right. And what happens next year? Now, is UConn dominant again?
Yeah, we'll see.
Or can finally somebody else rise up in there? And in the meantime, close to home, can Ashland run the table again? I love Ashland. I love Robin Fralick. And I love the kids on the because I spent some time with them. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah. All right, Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.